As leading Republicans and Democrats are busy trying to display their New York-ness ahead of next Tuesday's primary, another politician has been campaigning in New York, but he's running for election in a different country. Amy Bracken has a story from the Inwood section of Manhattan.
When I meet Davis Ventura in a bar in Inwood, I'm struck by the way he introduces himself.
My name is Davis Ventura. I am a teacher. I am an activist for LGBT community in the Dominican Republic. I am gay man, black man too.
At 42, Ventura is the first openly gay candidate for Congress in the DR. He's running in the May 15th elections, and LGBT rights as well as race and gender equality are central to his campaign. Dominicans in the U.S. can't actually vote for Ventura. They do have representation in the Dominican Congress, but Ventura is running for a different district. He's here in Dominican neighborhoods to fundraise, and because he thinks Dominicans in the U.S. can influence friends and families back home. The U.S. is already influencing the conversation on gay rights in the DR, in part through its top diplomat.
Hi, I'm Wally Brewster, the United States Ambassador to the Dominican Republic, and I'm joined today by my husband, Bob Sadowake.
Ventura tells me in Spanish he's a big fan of the ambassador. I think Ambassador Wally has helped change the vision of LGBT people, Ventura says. Dominicans see that an important North American public official who is openly gay is a normal human being, who eats, sleeps, has a life. And he's also shed light on the big problems that LGBT people face. Those problems, he says, include violence against trans people and a lack of laws to protect LGBT people from discrimination. Ventura knows that last one too well.
Yo fui despedido de mi trabajo cuando me asumí como un hombre abiertamente LGBT.
He says he was forced out of his teaching job when he came out as gay. It's not illegal to be gay in the Dominican Republic, but there is still a stigma. Church leaders have made disparaging comments about Ambassador Brewster, and they've named Ventura on a list of candidates that Christian Dominicans should vote against. Some of his critics say he's promoting a foreign agenda, which he finds ironic.
Los grupos religiosos que nos atacan a nosotros también están financiados por los Estados Unidos.
The groups that are attacking us are also getting money from the United States, from religious groups here in the U.S., he says. But it would be a mistake to see the Dominican Republic as simply following the U.S. on both sides of the gay rights issue. In fact, Ventura's candidacy may be having an impact on activists here in New York. Francisco La Sala runs a drop-in center for LGBT youth in Harlem, where many clients are HIV positive and homeless. He used to also organize a Latino LGBT picnic and health fair that drew thousands, but he got burnt out. Then Ventura came along.
He's opening up that that dream, you know, he's motivating me again to get involved. So hopefully, you know, if he wins in the DR, that will be a huge win for everybody, not only over there, but also over here. And maybe his winning will help us to get people motivated again to get involved.
At this year's National Dominican Student Conference at New York City College, Ventura takes the mic and talks about the LGBT rights movement back home. He's warmly received with frequent laughter and applause. And afterwards, some students skip out on the next speaker to catch Ventura outside before he leaves. Like Renanji Alcantara Polanco from George Washington University, she says Ventura's candidacy can help people of her generation share their more progressive views on gay rights with their Dominican-born parents.
I think it's really valuable to talk about his candidacy in our homes because those two communities coming together and the different kinds of education we receive surrounding this topic contribute to a really important conversation.
There's a word Ventura's communications director, Alfonso Torres, likes to use to describe him.
Y eso está generando un chipeo.
Chipeo.
En la sociedad dominicana.
I ask for a translation, and Torres explains it this way.
Chipeo es cuando se encuentra un cable positivo y un cable negativo.
A chipeo is when you have positive and negative cables, he tells me. You put them together, and pow, there's a spark.
David es un chipeo en el cerebro.
Davis, he says, is like a shock to the brain of the DR's conservative society. For The World, Amy Bracken, New York City.